This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
The NYPD is investigating its third officer-involved shooting in a week. WCBS reporter Sean Adams has more from the Bronx.
From a simple seatbelt violation to a life-or-death struggle in a matter of seconds. According to police, Thursday afternoon, officers pulled over a vehicle near Woodlawn Cemetery, East 211th at Bainbridge Avenue. The driver had three outstanding warrants. As officers attempted to arrest him, he fought back. He shrugged off a taser. The struggle continued in the vehicle. Chief of Department Terrence Monahan says the man put the vehicle in gear. An officer had to jump out of the vehicle to avoid getting hit.
It was after the car went into reverse that the sergeant fired one round from his service weapon, striking the male in the chest. Officers then removed him from the vehicle and began to render aid.
He died. A passenger was unharmed. Police say the man had a substantial amount of cocaine, heroin, and molly, ecstasy. It is the third police shooting this week. Officers shot two armed men in Brooklyn and the Bronx, one dead, one wounded. In the Norwood section of the Bronx, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.
All lanes of Interstate 80 in Parsippany have reopened after a deadly crash on the eastbound express lanes overnight. Three people were killed. The crash involved several cars. At least one caught fire. The express lanes were closed for hours. The MTA has declared the new busway on 14th Street a success. With cars banned on 14th between 3rd and 9th Avenues, buses are moving faster, and weekday ridership is up 15%. But Mayor de Blasio tells WNYC he's not ready to try it on other streets yet.
We're not going to make a huge policy decision based on just a few weeks of experience. I said to the community, we're going to study this based on a substantial amount of time. I keep my word to folks. And if we find that it opens the door to this approach other places, again, we're going to have a lot more to back it up.
M14 buses are moving 20% faster since that 14th Street busway was created. The MTA's Inspector General says the agency is not doing a good job of verifying employees' overtime claims, and that has created an environment where fraud could easily occur undetected. Some managers at New York City Transit, Metro North, and the LIRR told the Inspector General they rely on the honesty of their employees to report the hours they work. The Inspector General recommends the MTA make a list each month of employees who claim a lot of hours and share it with all levels of management. The MTA's overtime costs rose 16% last year from the previous year. In the Weather Center now, and meteorologist Bob Larson, at least it's sunny today, but still a little chilly.
It is. It's still a little windy as well. Certainly not as gusty as yesterday. Partly sunny. A high of 56 to 60. The wind diminishing tonight. Clear. Cold weather overnight. A low of 42 in the city. Mid-30s outlying areas. Cold enough for frost. Plenty of sunshine tomorrow. Won't be windy. And a little bit milder. High of 60. Some areas low 60s. Rain is possible later Sunday. Temperatures now range from 55 at Waterbury to 59 in Farmingdale. It's 57 to Midtown with a high of 58.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.